Hello everybody, my name is Mikhail and together with Alessia Yeremeyeva we created this podcast to share our knowledge and experience with the world. Welcome to the Dancing and Social with MNO audio experience. Podcast about ballroom dancing, especially how to grow, about frameworks, guidelines, principles and achieving desired goals from your dance activities. This show was recorded live and today we will discover dance hall strategy to great dancing. For more information and for more video and exciting information, please visit our Facebook at www.facebook.com/galaxydancemo. And we're looking forward to see you soon.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, hello. It's so great to be with you. Let me double check whether the microphone is working very well. You can hear us, you can see us. So please type like or maybe say yes in your comments. It will really help to us because today we really want you to deliver, and for us it's very important that you can hear every single word we said. So please, I'm just here to checking whether is everyone doing. Please type your comment. Oh, Dennis, we was trying our best. Thank you so much. And we remember your comments. And oh yes, from Shirley. Okay. Oh yes, we have a USA here. Fantastic. Whoa, it's such a great pleasure to see your comments. Our another continent. Now, oh, very good.
Let's see.
Okay, just a few more comments. We'll see whether it's working everything okay. Any noise you can hear, so maybe we can eliminate right away from beginning. So, Michelle, okay. So, welcome to the weekly show, Dancing in Social with M and O. Mikhail and Alessa. This is weekly show. It's about frameworks, about guidelines, it's about principle of ballroom dancing, and every your goal which you like to achieve using those principles. We are Alessa and I really believe that quality of life is equal to quality of relationship, and this is why we during this situation we start to do it for you, to share our knowledge with you, to share our experience. Because I do believe that it's everything gifts will give. It's you feel so good when you give and you can contribute. And especially for Singapore, I really love to Singapore to be one of the best in the world. And our job and our dream is to build a champion team and to connect the passionate people together so we can always grow together, enjoy and contribute toward each other. And thank you so much for watching us from any Asia country or Europe or USA. Is such a great pleasure to connect with you, because this time is amazing opportunity. We can connect. We're sitting at home and we connect and we can enjoy together and learning dancing. And if you know, by past 2 months we've been teaching online and it's working so well. We have a competitor. We have a people who dancing black hole. It's wow. And I think we will continue these classes even when a circle break will go to normal. Yes, Alessa, would you like to?
Yes, and that we can connect with any part of the world. Like today, we have Singapore, we have USA, we have different countries watching. And then we can share together our experience and our knowledge with you guys. So glad to be with you tonight.
And today, we have a great surprise for you at the end. Please don't go away. We have a dance of one. Okay, I will not say anything.
So, it will be not surprised.
Ballroom dancing. We all know that ballroom dancing take one person if you're dancing solo or taking two person. And we all have some kind of hands connection structure. How do we stand? How do we look? It's very important. And today's the topic, dance hold in ballroom dancing. So if you're dancing alone, of course you can be, or you're dancing American smooth, it can be more like free wave. If you're dancing with a partner, or there is some kind of structure which can help you not only to look good, but is also will connect in a physics together with you. And let me just switch for you some, and I want that you read it. This is what we're gonna do today. So today we're gonna talk about lines for the man. For example, we will learn how, what is the difference between man and a lady. Now, of course, we all know the difference, but it's very important. The lines and a hold is make a huge difference, because we are gentlemen, we are leading the lady. For example, if I take hand, we are leading the lady. You see, she is going where I want to go. And the beauty for the lady, she's following. It's not about control, who is controlling someone. It's about how do we lead and follow. And also, we will give you some exercises which you can practice without leaving your house. So it's like, so we will work with a vertical line, we will work with a horizontal line, we will work the structure, how to right to set up your rib cage and shoulder blades in order to dance freely. Because if we will use a hold and like we're walking, it will be very difficult to set up. So, and I will show you the difference, and you can try right away at home. Then we will go into the hold together. We will start to dance in a hold. We will connect man and lady. We will connect together, and we will see what is the difference and why we're connecting right side to right side. It's very interesting. Why we're not connecting left side to left side? And last, we will start to talk about shape. It means our hold base, is a foundation, you can call it as support for our shapes. If we will set up a hold from beginning, right, with our shoulder ribcage and all other things which we're gonna work, you will feel very well. We will go back to these slides and we will just remind it where are we now. So now we will go lines of man and lady. What is this? I will switch on to the bigger camera. And all right, so Alice, do you want to add maybe from your side as a lady, why you think that dance hall is important?
Of course, it's important because as a ladies, we need to feel a support for our shaping, and if we don't have our own posture and our own balance, we cannot first of all dance together properly, and of course, as a lady, I will feel not so balanced to create some shapings and beautiful lines during our dance.
Yes, I will start with the secularism. I will start with the walking. You see, when we actually start to walk, we all have a structure in the body. If you can see it closely, when we walk, look, my left leg is going forward for you with the right. You see, my hip is counterbalancing, my shoulder is counterbalancing. So together we have this kind of structure. So is this is kind of structure, look, and you are losing your shoulders, you're moving, your joints is working, but we never think about it. But if we will walk, we can actually notice about that we're all moving with some kind of counterbalance of it. And this is how we will counterbalance as a man and lady. It's like, imagine that we have two sides, my right side and left side, for you is the left and right. So look, imagine like man and lady. So, and we all these, in order to create couple moving, imagine I'm combination of both. One half is a lady, one half is a man. And this is how we create a healthy structure. Of course, one side is more beautiful, yes, another one is more masculine. So, and we will understand how it works. So, and when it happens to the dancing, what usually happens, we try to do very good, and once we lock, look, if you just lock one of your joints, you will feel like it's very, very difficult to dance. And even not the dancing, if you lock your only tie, or you will injure, of course, I don't want to get you injured, but if you walk, you will feel like it's very difficult to move. So, man and lady, what's the difference? Think about this. Man is a gentleman, he's always presenting a lady. It's not about controlling a lady, it's about presenting her and she is a beauty inside of our couple. We will talk about the couple, yes? So ladies, from another side, it's more like beautiful flower, yes? And a beautiful flower, she is a beauty. My job is to make sure that I will bring this beauty all around. I will shape your, okay, let's go. So once we come here, I say, can we stop here? Look at that. And I'm shaped. So gentleman is doing more responsible for location, responsible for where to bring a lady and where to shape. So gentleman can change shape and lady can follow. Yes? Ladies in the same time, do you want to say something?
Ladies in the same time, creating the beautiful lines and the beautiful shape by following our guides. So our job is to follow and present ourselves with a beautiful, slight curved line. So later we can talk a little bit more about how we're creating the curve and how we're creating the shape.
So before we go into the details, we will dance for you. Would you like to do something? And once we will dance for you, I want to show you two versions where you can see clearly man and lady, and where you can see, I don't know, maybe you will type in the comment. So once we ask you to type comment, first of all, we're not doing it for ourselves. We are asking you to be engaged, because when you type to comment, you will be engaged, and sometimes by typing comment you will have a breakthrough. Oh yes, I didn't know about it. And by listening to us and engaging, you may feel, wow, now it's very easy to dance. So I will do a very simple one. Okay. So this is not number one. Sorry, I had to do it in order to make it very obvious. Thank you. Thank you, Alessia, for putting the music. So please, type your comment. I try to be more obvious so you can see the huge difference. Oh, let me show you one more, Alessia. Can you put one more, please?
Yes.
One more. Sorry. I'm sorry to make you happy. Okay, so can you type this command? So what can you see? Because we showed you the most common what is actually happening. It's not only in Asia, but in all other countries in the world. So let me... Okay. So, what is actually the first one? Could you type your command, because we want really to listen what you're thinking about these two dances. Let me bring a little camera down.
What is your opinion? The audience, number one, number two, or number three, which one you like in your opinion? And maybe you can write down why.
Yes. So from Evelyn, first dance is a man, Man makes a lady beautiful.
Oh, to be honest, she's making me more as man.
So I will explain you this fantastic command, because this kind of command, it's not only man, it's not only lady, it's combination. And this is how you will set up from beginning. Because when you set up yourself right, you will feel right. And there is a physics in everything we've done in the first place.
Any other choice?
Looming like first one, Taeyong, first one, then is the best, more balanced, better frame, and elegant. It's from Dennis. From Evelyn, second dance, the gentleman just want to show.
Very good. Look, gentlemen, I know you can show off in that way. Look, gentlemen, it's very good, Evelyn. Thank you for your message. Can you stand, please? Thank you. And look, I can show off myself like this. Like I'm very proud of my lady. And then you can show off, and at the same time you can be enjoy that. I will call it game of feelings and expression inside. So
in the third one, guy bends backward too much. I'm agree. Chris, number one is the flows. Yes, correct. Okay. So gentleman make action for himself, correct? And from Virginia, the first dance is natural, but the second dance, Mikhail is arching himself so much, and a dance like lady.
Fantastic. Look, I actually show you a very exaggerated variation, because that setup of the hold, I feel that I'm like a lady. No, I don't want you to be, but look, if lady, we producing frame, if we go back to our one more time, here, slide. If you can see number one, lines of man and a lady is very important. Yes? We are now playing around number one. So we want to show you how to set up correct lines.
Okay, second one looks more basic. Need to improve, so the man is overextended. Yes.
So, gentlemen and lady, I was looking forward to take this topic, because look, if I sit up, look, number one, I will try to create, look, I always believe that how you feel, your feelings can produce result. A time former world champion used to say that feelings by feelings, if you replicate the feelings, you can repeat 8 out of 10 very good. But if we will try to do the actions, we will not repeat even maybe 2 times, it will be very difficult to do the same. So this is first man who achieved 8-time world champion after 5 times world champion, and he makes that example what is possible. So look, number one, we will go. We need to stay straight. Let's go to the basic. We all walking by moving our head forward and shoulder down. So we're using metronome swing and we're walking. In order to dance together, because we have man and lady, we are connecting together. We can't connect with each other like that. Because if we will connect, we can't be as one piece. So difference from a ballroom and Latin, that in Latin, where we don't have a connection. In the ballroom, we have contact. In Latin, we have two bodies moving separately, connecting with our hands. And in the ballroom, we have, of course, we can dance solo. I'm not talking about solo. And in the ballroom, we have contact from two bodies, we creating one. Yes. So, in order to connect one body to another, first thing in our hold, we will working with ourselves. We need to connect more in a C shape. Why? Because of the physics. If we connect like this, go. No, straight. This is what sometimes you can see on the competition too. And if we start like this, trust me, even if you were learning with the world champions, it's not gonna help, because if physics is not there. So today we're going to create physics. Does it sound good? So, number one, first of all, we need to prepare our body. What it takes to prepare our body? Number one, we are rolling our shoulder back. So we're rolling because if our shoulder is in front, we can't dance. If our shoulder is in front, we will activate our big muscle. This is shoulder muscle, which will overpower it. So we're rolling our shoulder back. And now we pick up a little bit ribcage up. So if you pick up your ribcage up, you can feel that your hands are very free now. And you can feel the feelings like you're very proud. I want that everyone stand up, please. Stand up. Yes, I want, even I don't see you, I really want you guys to try it because this was revolutionary for me. So now stand up. And now we're rolling our shoulder, roll, and pick up your ribcage. Pick up like you have a two strength here. By the way, it's the same for the ladies and guys. Two strength, like somebody pulling you up there. You will feel like you're a little bit leaning back. As you can see from the side, it's more like the power feeling. And we will walk around. We will walk around. This is where we'll be proud feelings, yes? So this is where it's number one. You're creating a little bit C shape. Because here we go, that shape. I will exaggerate here. And when we pick up our ribcage, we are moving it more, our head towards the heel. So we're feeling like that. So this is number one. This is exercise. We connect again. If we go back to our slide, we now right away connecting with you, number one. And number two, we show you in combination together exercises. Okay? Just to make sure that we understand where we now. Now, so let's go back. Once we created this, we will go as a guy, I go to the wall. Okay, this is a perfect wall. So now, once I created this, and I will try to connect my back to the wall. And this is where you can feel that your head will be a little sad. So, and you will feel exactly the same feelings like you're walking. I want that everyone go to the wall. So you will feel like you're a little bit curving forward and a little curving up. So it's a slight thing. And now, step forward. And what are you going to do? I'm going to flex my knee. So that's it. Okay. Alyssa?
As for the lady, we also have the vertical line inside of us. But our vertical line will finish from the top of the chest. Because we have additional extension and slight curve for our posture, we need to feel that the vertical line finishing here and coming out of our chest. And as example, if I come into the wall, I feel that the wall is giving me support and the vertical line. But the moment when I connect to the wall, I need to feel that my chest is open. So, and if I go back, so you can see from the side that I have my vertical line plus slight curve from my toe. So, and this is my vertical line and horizontal line as a girl.
Gentlemen, please don't confuse vertical line. Of course, we stay in vertical, but look, it's not vertical like we're walking. Because walking vertical line is more inclination. We're more trying, look, it's a difference between lady and the man that we're not doing head shape, but it's actually here we're doing exactly the same. So you do, this is a man, you do that, you see, you have a little bit of C shape, and then lady doing more, and this is how we connect with each other. I think if I can draw for you, so this is will be more gentlemen, you see, we still have that C shape, and this is will be more lady. So this is how we are creating with the knee, hip, and then ribcage contact. We will come back to this later on. And this is how we will create a shape. But look, groups, the very important things that my head always trying to be in one line with my heel. You see the difference? This is a man. And this is lady. I will put a different color. Ah, I cannot see, okay. I will put the same blue then. So, this is one of the breakthrough from for us, gentlemen. We still all creating this. And I want that you do all the exercise now. First, everyone stand up. What we need to find, a vertical line. How we can do it? We will transfer our weight between the leg, and now open your legs in one under your hip. So it will not be closed, it will be open slightly. Now, I want you to flex your knee. And here, you see what we do? We go rib cage up and down on the rib cage. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, this is how we're opening the chest. Because if we will not opening the chest, we will activate our hands. This is where we will pull and push. So now, this is number one exercise. So I go up, so my rib cage go up and down, up and down. Not be careful this, yeah? We go up here and down, up here and down, up here. Then, second exercise, we'll roll our shoulder and picking up the cage until we will feel like our arms are hanging. Again, so roll up and hanging. And really go one, two, three. So we go one, two, and three. Yes, I'm watching to the mirror, so make sure that I'm doing right for you to show, yes? Just very, very obvious. Now look, why very important to separate? Because we don't feel during our normal lives that we actually go like that. And if you can see on the street, you can see that people doing that. So we need to do one, two, three, four. We really need to anchor this until we will get used to it. Then we go one, two, and now really just a turn, relax. You will feel like you have like some towers in your armpit. One more time, you go one, two, three. Second thing, once you've done this exercise, we go to our arms. Yeah. In order to warm up our arms, we will do next. So we'll open our shoulder and we go open ribcage and close. And open, really go curve inside, curve outside, curve inside, curve outside. This is how you will understand how joints really doing too much or really doing too much. And later on, we do next. One, two, now open. And we feel like I have a big wings at the back and I'm opening to the side. So you see, I have a vertical line and I have a horizontal line. And my feelings, and I say, if you can take my shoulder blade, my feelings that once I do one, two, three, now look, I'm opening, whoop, then like opening shoulder blade. And I feel that my arms is connecting with the body. Rather than if I do it here, it will be connecting to my shoulder and it will be very difficult to get. Yes? And by the way, if you have some questions, please go ahead and comment. Okay? So, let's go one time. So we have three exercises for the vertical line and horizontal. Number one, remember, one, two, three, four, do it 12 to 20. Then number two, we go one, two, three. Again, one, two, three. Maybe also, maybe 10 or maybe 15 will be good enough. And then we go to the third one, we go one, two. Now look, I feel, you see my hand slightly in the back, I go whoop, sideways, like it's connecting to my back. And now I will bend my elbows. Yes, and one more time. One, two, three, four. And for the guys, it's a good to check, just to connect with the wall and make sure that your elbow, in order to check your lines, to connecting with the wall. Of course, later on we will put this hand a little lower, but when you're practicing yourself, this line is very, very, very important. Okay? And is anyone
yes, of course we want to add one more exercise for opening our chest, and especially this muscle for the ladies is very important for extension of our shares what we do usually before we start our practice or our competition. We come into the wall. You hold the wall, and then you open your chest and doing some like a pulses. And one, and two,
it's called dynamic stretch.
Yes. Then you're opening the spot, and then you of course change side, and you do the same exercise with the other side. And the moment when you open your chest and you open your presentation, this part is ready to present and create good life.
Do you know what I like really about the dancing? That the feelings is amazing inside the couple. If we just stand, look, our muscle doing this, our muscle is stretching, and then I'm stretching, Alessia stretching, and we're together stretching, and it creates so team, like inner feeling of turning, whether you feel like, wow, you can express. And if we're not opening this muscle, if we're not opening our shoulder, if we're not opening our chest, you may not feel so incredible feelings of warm dancing. I would say this is, we dancing is one of the best things in our life. When you're dancing, especially competition, and when you expand, it's not for sake of results, of course. We're dancing, first of all, for ourselves. I like to present here to express myself. So, and once you set up this, you will feel like, wow, now I'm ready. Yes? So, let me show you the slide where we are now. So we're here. We're lines of the man and lines of the lady. And now, we will go slightly, one more exercise I show you, and then we will go to the creating hold together. And why we prepare a slide for you? Because we have some commands that sometimes it may be lost, some idea, or maybe you will exit or enter, or maybe something with connection, and we will really show you every single time, so you will keep reminding yourself that this is 4 points is very important. Number one, point, if you can see, I'm standing myself as a man, as a lady. We have exercise to condition by separately, then we're creating hold together, and we're doing shape together, that's it, okay? So, and one more, Chris, you're welcome. You're welcome, it's so glad that you're watching us too. Now, one more exercise. When we start, I will step a little higher level, okay? Now, you know that all the top couples in WDSF or WC, it doesn't matter. You can see inclination here, yes? So basically, I like this exercise, yeah? And this is one of the biggest breakthrough in my career, and I do believe in the list. So, I will keep few inches from the wall. Few inches, maybe like this. Now, I will connect my knee, hip, and a ribcage in one line. So, you see, I'm a little, if this is wall, I knee, hip, ribcage, one, two, three to the wall. And look, my head is not moving. I'm leaving my head in one place. So imagine if I lace a wall, I'm sorry. If I lace a wall, I do it knee, hip, ribcage. You see, now as a guy, I'm still dominant. And this is where I create that slightly curved, muscular curve. Because without curve, gentlemen, we can't dance. So look, but Alessa, you can see, let me make a little bit bolder, yeah?
A little bit more color.
So I really want to show you, which color do you want?
Darker.
Alicia said she wanted dark.
Yes.
Okay, so I will do it one more time. Look, this is every time when everyone comes for me for the first lesson. When you're doing this, I tell you honestly, couple are improving tremendously. Just by doing this, because here it's a physics. It's a physics which we are creating. It's not the technique, it's a physics. So if you don't go that way, you're dancing. I don't mind social dancing. But if we go that way, we start to pull and push each other. Yes? So now look at the curve of the lady. And look curve of the man. You see the difference? So basically, and look, if I will move my line here, look how much distance, I mean, this is the wall. So when I'm connecting to the wall, Alessa, she taking more space between a wall and a feet. And look, she's keeping her head in one place and now she's connecting. Good. And this is how, ladies, you create a beautiful hold. Yes? This is how you're creating lady. Let me put big L. Lady. Man. You see the difference, gentlemen? Remember, we must have a curve. You see, my head is not to the wall. Okay? So this is difference. Man lines, ladies line. And lines, one more thing. About the hands. Gentlemen, remember, your hands always trying to be not above the shoulder, more shoulder line or lower. And now, what is happening? Ladies come to me, and ladies put hold on the top of my hold. So means, my hold, and ladies put on the top her hold. Means your elbow cannot be in one line with the shoulder. Remember, ladies, never, ever, ever, ever. Yes? If you do this and I do this, we will fight. So, ladies always put very nicely. I create, come to me, please. I create hold, she put on the top, and you can see the curve line you see here up. Curve from here. From my side is completely straight. Okay, can be a little there. Yes? So guy, it's here, ladies on the top. This is how she is doing curve and curve in a body, curve in a elbow. So curve like that. For gentlemen, curve like that and straight like that. Okay? So exercise is a wall is number one, please. Okay? So let's go back to the next one. Next one into our slide, creating hold together. What does it take to create a hold together? Very good question. I just give you some information, then I switch camera back. Number three, creating hold together. When are you taking each one, when you were creating two bodies in one? There are some steps which we need to do it to connect in as a physics, and then we will enhance with the stretching. Let me show you. We're doing number three now. It's creating hold together. Oh, I love. Okay, so we have a question. Do you cup your hand on the lady's back? Do you mean a cup like this? Like that? Chris, let me just tell you, there is a many technique, I tell you honestly. Different teachers teaching in a different way. I do believe that when you put the hands on the back, this is where we'll go back to this, yeah? It's very important, the wrist connection. Wrist connection, because look, once you connect your wrist connection, in the walls it's the wrist, and the triangle is more for arms. So when I, Alice, can you come here please? So when I connect wrist, and now I can place my hand, some teachers teaching to do it stretch the fingers. Some teachers teaching to do the cup. I suggest, look, when we're doing cup, just my personal opinion, yeah? We attempt to squeeze and attempt to grab. I personally prefer to expand my hands on the lady's back so it looks like this. I'm expanding my hand and put the fingers on the top. So I'm all in control of the lady can, and she's not running away. If I do the cup, if I understand what you mean by cup, then for me it's a challenge. So now, number one, in order to connect, we need a wall. So we come to each other. Now, look, we have a space, then we have a ladies and gentlemen, and remember we did wall. Now we're connecting wall. Knee, hip, ribcage. Again, knee, why we start with the knee? Because it's more like knee, hip, ribcage, and now we're able to stretch. If we start from ribcage, it goes, it's again, we go to our first dance where we walk. Okay, so we go knee, hip, ribcage. Then we do gentlemen's. Remember, we already prepared it. Number one, number two, open up the hands as a big wings. Yes, from a big wings, we go and knee, hip, ribcage. Now I put my hold. Gentlemen's taking right hand and bending forward. One bend here, one bend there. And this is hand 45 degrees. This is straight 45, 45. And then, yes, and look, when we connect, go, and it looks like this. And ladies, it looks like that, okay? So again, we go and forward. Knee, hip, ribcage, hands, ladies putting on the top. And now on the top, what we do, I'm a man. Look, I'm creating stretching even more from ribcage and dominate. This is how I create connection. Like I'm even more like expanding more warm. Like it's like more stretching and she can respond to my stretch. This is how we anchor together connection. Yes? Clear? So. And this is principle is very, very, very important. Why? The reason I said that because I dancing personally 28 years competitively. Alessia started much earlier. I think she started 2 years earlier than me. I think it's close to 30. She started from 5, I start from 7. If I learn this principle from a very, very beginning, I will be very, very far away. And this is very important. With who you're actually the connecting and with who you're sharing knowledge, the friends who really know how it works. And of course, the best in the world knows that I call it 2 millimeter shift. This is unfortunately I learned very late in my career. So let's repeat one more time. We go, we come close to each other, then we go. Number one, on a knee, hip, ribcage, arms. Straight, lady put on the top. And now, last one we haven't finished yet, we need to do more stretching up there and lady creating shape. And this is how we can start a move. If we not set up this position, we will look like second and third. Yeah. And I admire one person who really did a record, become a record rep. Record man, I would say it's the best in the world. 10 times world champion. 10 times world champion, nobody did it in the past. And this is a man who will come next week to you. And we're so excited, he will share with us interesting principle. And I want to give you some information, I will put some video. We're bringing special for you to learn from the best in the world, because sometimes that much information can change everything in your dancing. So let's take just 1 minute and let me show you. this is the guy, he's amazing. So he's just an incredible man, and he's going to share his thought, and he will do it for all of us. Some very, very interesting coaching next Sunday. And you can see there is already, we know who is another second person, but it's all of them are best in the world. So we have some questions, and then we'll continue. From Jade, Coach Mikhail, does Lady Creating arch or curve arms hold with her partner has anything to do with a man length of arms? Some men have shorter arms and some have longer arms.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Look, if you're dancing long enough, I will tell you, once you start to stretch your arm, your muscle gets used to it and your arm become longer and longer and longer. That's why you can see most of the dancers who are seasoned, they have long arms. Maybe we will not have a long arm before. But look, it's very important that the guy produce frame what he wants to produce. Even if it's small, if it's big, it depends on the guy. And the lady's job is to fill up that frame. I really like one of the very elegant dancer, and believe she can dance amazingly with anyone. And look, if, let's say, I'm creating holes for this like that, you see, her job is to fill up and feel and make a couple as a balance, not to do it, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Ladies, remember, for it's important to harmony in a couple. Guy creating something which we need to fill up, not lady creating, yes? Not lady, so we need to be careful. If the hole like this, we will still hold more not overstretch, yes?
And like someone have a shorter, someone have a longer, so it's adjustable. Very important to remember that points of connection here and here are the same, and then we create the shape.
Okay?
So, and the last thing, let's go back to our slide. Shape within. What does it mean? It's very, very important. So when we start to connect, we are shaping. And now remember, gentlemen, when we're shaping, we are shaping the lady, not shaping ourselves. So I can still do, look, for example, look, of course, you can see that I'm doing something, but look, my job to send a signal from my center to the lady to create a shape. So I call it center connection. I always go like that, whoop, and whoop, and whoop. So look, different that I'm creating more present here by pushing my center towards here and changing. You see here, and changing. You see, she all received from me from a center. My center is a soft part of the body under the ribs. So look, I go. I'm more trying to stretch more in the C here. And so shaping, we save the same structure. And look, I'm changing within the structure. Can you see it? I'm not changing hands. I'm changing structure, angle of the structure. The same happening. Look, whole couple, just changing angle, okay? So if I go back to our big screen, we same lines, connection first, 1, 2, 3, and lines. Now look, I change angle, and I change angle. And now shaping happened from a guy, not by the lady, sending a signal, and signal, and signal, and signal. So you see here, I'm like doing this to her. Whoop, 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 whoop. So I only send a signal from, let me put the red one, this is my remote control, which is happening around here. I can't tell you that this is right read. I can't tell you that this is, it's all moving over, around. Whoa, whoa. And ladies, it's a job to respond. How we respond, usually, I'm pushing. Lady respond and we are, and she's blooming as a flower. And then from this state, this is energy, we go one, two, one, two. One more time. Because if I'm not doing this, it will be like that. Center, 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 and okay? So let us show you. If you have some questions.
One more question, yes.
Yes. May I know how do you do the shaping at the hip area in a more elegant way? Ronnie, in a more elegant way, I would say you don't arch back. All this feeling, put your hands on the right side, under your ribs. And now push your hand forward. Push your hand forward and pick up your ribcage. This is your elegant way. More, I would say, muscular, gentleman, elegant way. More like, look, it's more there and there. You see, you can see that my body is changing, but not because I'm moving back. So now I'm more going one, two, all this, every impulse. Where I want to do shape, I do impulse. Okay? Let me show you. Alessia, we can put some music. So look, I start from beginning now. It's all came from in and out. It's all came in and out, in and out, in and out here. Yes, it's not came from hands. Okay? So, if you have more questions, you can type. We are finishing here and we have some great performance for you. Performance by the world 10-time champion. And I want to say thank you so much, DanceLegends.ru, for providing this video. It's such an amazing video. It's a dancing in the Kremlin, Moscow, one of the best dancing places in the world. And I wanted you to see and enjoy. And while typing your question. We have one more question from Luming. Two more questions. Is there any way to practice the shape from within at home without a partner? Very good. Shape within is here. I'm connecting and then I'm pushing the wall. I'm pushing the wall. Or put your hands and go one, push the hand. One, push the hand. Then, what if remote control battery weaken and not initiating shape within? Sometimes the man said that it's for lady to do the her shape. No, it's... Ladies, it's very good question. But this is the question, of course, ideally men producing you to give some idea. But look, you can initiate it. You initiate, but not doing yourself, never. Do it towards a partner, so the partner can feel it. So this is way to do it. It's not about doing yourself, like, you know, like it become not natural. It's more going to him, he feel, oh yes, and then he start to respond. Ladies, is one of the secrets. Always go to the partner, okay? So now let's watch Arunas Bizhokas and Katyusha Dimitrova. Let's go. Who is coming next week to coach all of us? You had my heart, and we'll never be a world apart. Or maybe you can.
still dream a star. Baby calls in the dark.
10-time world champion. It's an amazing couple. I always watch them, it's incredible.
When the war has took its part, when the world has dead its cause, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. When the sun shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever. That I'll always be a friend. Look at the stars, look at the end. Now it's raining more than ever. Oh, that we're so happy, jump the hills and on the high.
Let's clap together! Together! Come on, guys! Let's clap also together!
Shine together, told you I'll be here forever, that I'll always be a friend. Took an old mouse to get out to the end. Аруна сбежота, Катюша Демидова, Соединенные Штаты Америки.
So, I really love it. It's just an amazing experience, and he's a great man. I just know saying he's like the most example how it's possible to communicate, how to supposed to be communication between the dancers. See, he's one of the best in the world, 10-time world champions. He's incredible. Thank you so much, Dennis, for the comments. Thank you, Shirley, as well. Thank you, Andy. And I really want you to really think and evaluate one more time. In the summary, it's very important that once we start to move, very important to prepare ourselves, myself and her, in the same state of dancing. So it will be shoulder, ribcage, and then arms. Then, guide to put your hands straight, more horizontal, legs putting on the top. Then, in order to set up that curve, we're using the wall, knee, hip, ribcage. And then once we connect with each other, guy is initiating doing more pushing from a soft part of the body, boom, where he become dominant. He wants to do more, he will do the shape more. Okay? So, thank you so much. With you was me, Mikael M, and Olesya. Please join us for next week world-class training online. It's gonna be incredible. We did it two weeks ago. It's unbelievable. Everyone who joining have a great results and inspiration. These people can change the ways. So thank you very much, and until we'll see you next time. And at the end of our session, we do our bow from us to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And remember, we have a beginner class tomorrow at 2 p.m., so welcome.
Hello, my name is Mikael.
And my name is Alessia. We are founders and directors of Galaxy Dance.
Our mission is connecting people to their passion, for people who love dancing, who enjoy the music, who like to express themselves and connect with friends with the vibrant and healthy dance experiences. And the purpose of this video is to invite you to our beginner waltz dance class, which is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m. Afternoon. And to make sure that we're not wasting your time, please direct a message to us with your name.
Mikhail and I believe that the quality of life is a quality of relationship. To create passion community is required friends and environment where people feel inspired, motivated, and can grow together. So let's dance together, be ourselves, and be creative.
So start this journey with us and see you this Saturday. Thank you.